David Bevan
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
If you haven't been to Martindale Hall, do yourself a favour and get up there. This is this beautiful mansion which was built. We're not talking Downton Abbey here, but it, by South Australian standards, this is an impressive building. It was built in the 19th century, and it's not far from Clare. It's best known because it was the building that was used in the filming of the 1970s movie Picnic at Hanging Rock. But it's just a gorgeous old place, and its future is, well, it's undecided. The government wants it to have a bright and beautiful future, and it's got legislation before the parliament right now which it says will take us to this glorious promised land. The National Trust isn't so convinced about that. So what they've done is they've got their own plan for reviving the future of Martindale Hall. In a moment, we'll talk to David Spears. He's the Environment Minister, so he's got carriage of this for the government. But Darren Peacock, the CEO of the National Trust, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
What's the National Trust's plan for Martindale Hall?
Well, we put a plan together 5 years ago, which was really about creating a major tourism destination for the region. We think Martindale Hall's absolutely unique. It's really special, but it's been so poorly utilised under government management for 30 years that it needs a change. And we think that there's a great possibility that we could bring that to life with some ideas borrowed from places like Sovereign Hill in Victoria, but also from the National Trust in the UK. Mm. So that's our vision, which we presented at Mintero on Monday night.
Right. I was there with my daughter back in September, and we had a nice day. I mean, it wasn't – I don't think you'd say it was exciting. But
no, I wouldn't use that word for it. It's dull.
Well, you think it's dull.
It's dull. It's beautiful, but it's dull.
It's beautiful. Okay, so how do we get from beautiful but dull to something that's a tourist attraction that people actually want to go see?
Yeah. Well, I suppose we try and encourage people to think about places like Sovereign Hill. Like, Sovereign Hill is a major tourism destination, one of the most important tourism destinations in Australia. It's all about having a whole range of things to do and see, and particularly making things interesting for children. So it's really about having lots of things. We're talking about traditional activities in terms of the traditional trades used on farms, having farm animals, but also activating things like the coach house with real coaches so you can get into a coach and take a coach ride.
Well, that'd be nice.
So it's really about making the most of what's there. It's a fantastic site, but it's just not been managed by the government very well.
Is this – well, I was going to ask you, is this in response to the government's bill before Parliament? But you say no, this has been going for about 5 years.
Yeah, we put our proposal forward for the first time in 2016, would you believe? We've been waiting for some action on this since then. But both the Labor government and the Liberal government have really ignored our proposal and don't seem to want to engage with it. The minister's now put a bill forward, which is really trying to give him the power to privatise it, which we think is a very bad idea. And so we're calling on the parliament now to step in and take control of this for the people.
Listening to this is David Spears, the Environment Minister, who's also in charge of heritage. Good morning, David Spears.
Good morning, David.
Well, beautiful but dull. Would you agree with Darren Peacock?
And cold as well. Very cold building. Probably the coldest building I've ever been in my life, and I grew up in Scotland. So, it could be a lot more than what it is. I certainly agree with that aspect of Mr. Peacock's commentary this morning. It sits up there in the Clare Valley. It could be an anchor point for tourism in that region, and we want to give it the future that it deserves.
Right. Is that, though, where the agreement ends? Is that about the only thing you and Darren Peacock agree on these days, that it's cold and it's dull but beautiful?
Well, look, I think there's quite a bit of his plan and vision for the site that I would like to see unfold. He talks a lot of rubbish when he says that we're going to privatise the site. That's just nonsense. We've got legislation before Parliament that Labour actually wrote up in 2017 to enable the sorts of projects like those that Darren is pitching, like other private operators might pitch, whether it's the operators of a cafe, restaurant, potentially accommodation, adapting some of the outhouses and buildings and things like that. Our legal advice, the same legal advice that Labour got in 2017, is quite clear. Darren Peacock's vision is illegal, anything there would be illegal under the terms of the very tight trust that sits around the property. We can't even put disability toilets in there at this stage. We can't adaptively bring that building to life. So Labour wrote up this legislation in 2017. I've revived it. I've actually tightened it up a bit to make this the most protected heritage building in the state, but giving some flexibility around allowing organisations, potentially the National Trust, potentially a private operator, to come in and look after that property and bring it to life. But what Darren's proposing can't happen under the trust. That was Labour's advice, and that's my advice.
If you get your bill through, could the National Trust then apply to manage the place according to the vision that he's just outlined?
If the bill gets through, we'll put the proposal. We won't put a proposal per se. We'll open up seeking proposals from people who might be interested. Now, there was a private sector operator back in 2016, 2017, who had an idea for it. I think they've drifted away now. They're not interested. The National Trust are clearly still interested. Other people might come out of the woodwork. So if we get our legislation through, the National Trust will be a competitive applicant in that process.
All right. Well, let's go back to Darren Peacock, CEO of the National Trust of South Australia. What do you think about that? David Spears gets his bill through Parliament, and then you can apply to win the tender, to run the place and make your vision a reality.
Well, I'm having a terrible sense of deja vu here, David. The government has run three EOI processes on this property, and this idea about market testing has been tried and failed. We've wasted 13 years doing nothing at Martindale Hall, because that seems to be the only way the government can think about this place. You're not going to find a better proponent, a better proposal. So why waste more time? This legislation is far more insidious than the minister acknowledges. It's stripping away a whole lot of protections. He says it's putting in new protections, but all of those protections can be thrown away by the minister at any time, so they have no value at all. So we're actually reducing protections with that bill and opening it up for, say, a 99-year kind of leasehold, which is effectively selling it.